great music, local news, high school sports, real community connection. KLMJ.
With today's fast pace of living, convenience is important to all of us. At First Bank Camden, we realize this, and we are continually looking for new products and services to make banking more convenient for you. This is Laura Bird, bookkeeper at First Bank Camden. Be sure to take advantage of these services we offer through digital banking like budgeting, e-statements, bill pay, credit sense, mobile wallet, online transfers, mobile deposit, and more. Don't let banking get stuck in your busy schedule and conveniently complete your transactions from anywhere. First Bank Camden is a member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Joining us today is Dr. Jeff Dykus, podiatrist at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton, the foot and ankle doctor, so to say, going to be talking about some of what he does here, obviously, with summer sports kind of winding down, but also fall sports bringing up, especially with football. You see a lot of foot, ankle injuries, that sort of thing. So, Dr. Dykus, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background first and foremost that kind of led you to specialize in foot and ankle care specifically?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm from Des Moines originally, so not too far away. But back in high school, I played tennis. We won a couple of state championships with Roosevelt High School, so go Riders. And I got interested in sports medicine, so podiatry was an option for us to specialize in the foot and ankle and be able to work with athletes. I end up treating a lot of, like you said, football players, but athletes of all kind, hurdlers, track athletes, cross country, soccer, any athlete is prone to injury. And then the everyday weekend warrior, we see a lot of injuries from them as well. So picking podiatry was a fun option for me to be able to help people with their sports injuries. And due to my passion with sports, it's fun to be able to help those people get them back on the field.
So going off of that, for listeners who may not realize, what types of conditions or injuries do you commonly treat? Obviously, probably broken ankles is up there, but there's a lot more within foot injuries you can specialize in too.
Yeah, definitely. There's a huge range there. So basically anything from the ankle down, so Achilles tendon injuries, including ruptures, ankle fractures, heel bone fractures, all the way to ingrown toenails and kind of simple stuff like toe fractures, everything in between. Some of the most common things we see are ingrown nails in younger people, and then we tend to see a lot of arthritic conditions in older people, injuries in all different age groups. One of the most common things we treat would be heel pain, plantar fasciitis. That seems to affect a huge number of people for a variety of reasons. But yeah, pretty much everything foot and ankle is what we tackle.
So we're in the summer months here. Are there certain foot and ankle injuries or issues you tend to see more often, whether that be sports and stuff? Because obviously softball and baseball still going on. Practice for football will be starting up here as well. Is there anything in particular you see more often in the summer?
Yeah, definitely we see different injuries based on the season. In the wintertime, we see more ice-related injuries. In the springtime, we see people getting outside, starting to get active, and soccer is a big one in the spring. ATV injuries, unfortunately, is a very common thing in the springtime. And then summer, yeah, a wide variety of athletes. People start being more active. Runners, the more they run, the more likely they are to develop a potential stress-type injury. So we see that a lot, the more active people get. But yeah, as the seasons change, the types of injuries change a little bit, so that's interesting to see. But we also see a lot of people who transition from their winter foot gear into flip-flops and the Hey Dudes shoes, which are not overly supportive. I see some there. And people end up with some foot issues related to just lack of support there. Most people can get by just fine. I tell people if you don't have any foot issues, you can wear whatever you want. But some people who don't have foot issues get into the wrong pair of shoes with the wrong activity, and they start to develop some foot issues that they didn't otherwise have. And flip-flops and unsupportive shoes are kind of at the top of that list.
Hey, we're joined by Dr. Jeff Dykus, podiatrist at Franklin General Hospital, the foot and ankle doctor, to dumb it down for people like me to kind of get an idea of what he specializes in. So you mentioned some of the injuries you see more common in summer, but going back to the athlete real quick, if I can, you know, whether if it's a football player, basketball player, is there certain type of foot injuries maybe you see more in football players and in maybe different ones in basketball? Do you see, you know, different ones there, maybe even softball and baseball as well? Is there a variety, I guess I should say?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the sport plays into it. So soccer, the most common soccer injury I see is either overuse or someone getting injured on a slide tackle. Basketball tends to be more ankle sprains. People come down, land on someone else's foot, or slide and twist their ankle. Football is kind of a mixed bag there, because anytime you're tackling and things are kind of bending and getting caught up underneath people, it depends on the surface that they're on, whether it's grass and there's a little bit of give, or whether it's turf and their cleats can get caught on the turf inadvertently and start to get some twisting mechanisms in there. And obviously we do see some unfortunate gruesome injuries with football, with the nature of the large gentleman at play there sometimes coming down on someone's foot or ankle. We see some significant injuries there. But yeah, overuse injuries in track athletes and cross-country runners, some of those are preventable and some of those are just unavoidable. Some people have vitamin D deficiency that they aren't aware of. They're more prone to stress injuries. But yeah, definitely the sport determines what type of injury we're most likely to see with these athletes.
When it relates to simple tips you recommend for keeping feet healthy, obviously you said supportive shoes. If you do have feet trouble, you know, avoid flip-flops and Hey Dudes, but what are some other tips you'd recommend?
I think a lot of people are in the wrong shoes. I'm not a big proponent of any one specific brand. People want me to give them recommendations all the time, and I give them some broad, wide-sweeping recommendations. But anything that's good and supportive, if you take your shoe and you try to fold it in half from front to back, you don't want it to fold in half very easily. And the other test is you want to hold the toe of the shoe and the heel of the shoe and twist it like you're wringing out a washcloth, and you don't want that shoe to twist very much. If it twists all the way over on itself, like a washcloth would, it's not a very good supportive shoe. So ensuring that you're in the good supportive shoe that fits with the specific activity that you're involved in. Like, you wouldn't go running in a flip-flop. That's pretty common sense. But some people will walk to the grocery store and go out to eat in flip-flops, and they're walking quite a bit and they're overloading it and not having very much arch support, which predisposes them to some injuries. So I think being in the right shoe for the right activity is just a very simple thing that people can do.
Next question, I think I can relate to it very well. So someone should know it's time to see a doctor like you instead of trying to manage a problem at home. When should people do that? Because when I broke my ankle way back at the end of eighth grade, this is going back almost 20 years, I stayed at home for a long time, or I shouldn't say stayed at home, stayed away from the doctor for about 5 days. Mm-hmm. Happened on a Saturday night, didn't go to the doctor till Thursday. So by the end of it, it was swelling up to my knee. I mean, there was lots of color. I had about every color of the rainbow in terms of swelling. But
yeah.
What should people know if it's time to see a doctor like you instead of just trying to stay at home? Maybe, for example, it's swelling too much. It might be one of the indicators.
Yeah, I mean, obviously people don't want to go to the doctor. I'm no different. If you injure yourself, you kind of hope it's just going to go away on its own. So that's one of the signs. If it's just not getting better on its own after some simple stuff at home, everyone has access to Google. They can look up treatment options for plantar fasciitis, for Achilles tendonitis, for ankle sprain, whatever it may be. And a lot of times people can get some improvement. But if you're trying those simple things at home and you're not seeing the improvement, that's when it's time to maybe step it up and get another set of eyeballs on this, and maybe get an x-ray, potentially an MRI, depends on what the problem is, just to make sure that we're accurately diagnosing the problem and that we're on the right path towards getting it better.
Then finally, you grew up in Des Moines, you said, so big city here in the state of Iowa. You come to rural Iowa here in Franklin County. I moved to Hampton a few years ago. This is a big city to me, but it's a very small city for you. So I guess with you, what do you enjoy most about coming to a smart community like this to treat patients here and provide care here in a small county like this, small town like this too?
Yeah, I love it. It's just so easy. There's no traffic. There's no congestion. There's no hustle and bustle. It's just very laid back, which I really, really enjoy. And the people are so friendly. Everyone I've met here, not that the people of Des Moines aren't friendly, because I think they are for the most part, but the people here are just so friendly and easygoing. And it's been very welcoming. So I haven't been here very long, but I've certainly enjoyed my time here and appreciate the opportunity to be part of the community.
Again, we're joined by Dr. Jeff Dykus, podiatrist at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton. Like you said, he started back in February, so just talking about what kind of foot and ankle injuries he deals with. We're in the summer months, so those become more frequent as you're outside. Maybe you're golfing, playing tennis like he grew up doing, baseball and softball season, obviously football practice around the corner. So a lot of those foot and ankle injuries become common in sports and just day-to-day things. Like you said, walking in the wrong kind of shoe can lead to that as well. And Dr. Jeff Dykus, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we're here at Franklin General Hospital. My orthopedic colleague, Dr. Hamilton, is here as well. So between him and I, we can handle pretty much any orthopedic complaint that people have. So if you're interested in coming to see us, just reach out here to the hospital. We're at the outreach clinic here at the hospital, and we're happy to help anyone out that we can.
Well, thanks for joining us here, Dr. Dykus, and maybe we'll talk down the road too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, our thanks to Dr. Jeff Dykus for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
With today's fast pace of living, convenience is important to all of us. At First Bank Hampton, we realize this, and we are continually looking for new products and services to make banking more convenient for you. This is Laura Bird, bookkeeper at First Bank Hampton. Be sure to take advantage of these services we offer through digital banking like budgeting, e-statements, bill pay, Credit Sense, mobile wallet, online transfers, mobile deposit, and more. Don't let banking get stuck in your busy schedule and conveniently complete your transactions from anywhere. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.